Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Ironically, August Spies, who was executed for the Haymarket Riot, was an advocate of nonviolent resistance. He led off the protest at the Haymarket with the following speech, quote, "There seems to prevail in some quarters the idea that this meeting has been called for the purpose of inaugurating a riot. However, let me tell you at the beginning that this meeting has not been called for any such purpose," unquote. The Chicago mayor, Carter Harrison, even stopped by to watch the rally and observed a peaceful rally and went home early, his mind at ease. Shortly after he left, however, 180 police marched into the square and ordered the meeting to disperse. As the speakers climbed down from the platform, a bomb was thrown at the police, killing one and injuring 70. Police responded by firing into the crowd, killing one worker and injuring many others. Although it was never determined who threw the bomb, martial law was declared, and the police ransacked the homes and offices of suspected leftist and labor leaders. Hundreds were arrested without charge. Eventually, eight men stood trial for being, quote, accessories to murder, unquote. Among them was August Spies. When Spies addressed the court after he had been sentenced to die, he was confident that he was innocent and his cause was just. Quote, "If you think that by hanging us you can stamp out the labor movement, if this is your opinion, then hang us. You'll tread on a spark, but there and there behind you and in front of you and everywhere, flames blaze up. It is a subterranean fire. You cannot put it out," unquote. Spies' words turned out to be prophetic. Nearly 600,000 working people turned out for his funeral. It wasn't until 1938, however, that the United States finally passed a law limiting a workday to 8 hours, the original reason for the workers to rally in the first place. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.